When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.
Dead in Hip Hop audio review. Crank Man on Deck and the Big Dog been too lit. Ken, Young COD, used to be part of All Over Podcast. He's here from the ATL. And we've done one of his projects, and we had him featured on the podcast review. So would you say that this is what you anticipated going into this, based off of the last one?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. This is pretty much what I expected going in.
Got you. So, like, for me, this one was good, and he rapped on all of this. You know what I'm saying? The other one was had more R&B to it. Mm-hmm. You know, say he was more of a producer and he, you know, made a couple of guest appearances. He was here a lot more. And I fuck with it. I told AP in person, I was like, hey, you should rap more on your joints. And he did that here. But the one thing that I have to get on him about is I feel like the cadence and the flow was very samey throughout the entire project. I'm going to give him a slight pass because he's a producer first. Mm. But if you're going to rap this much, I think he got to vary it up.
So, yeah, I was going to ask you if he was actually rapping on here because I saw it was him and Big Dog, Big Dog, something like that. Yeah, Big Dog. So I thought he was just listed on here as a producer and then the Big Dog did all the rapping. But, yeah, I agree with what you said about that, you know, and I think that will come over time, you know, as he does it more and more. I don't think he hurts any of the tracks by rapping on them.
No, he doesn't at all. I'm being critical.
No.
I'm being critical.
As we should. I mean, it's what we do. Yeah.
You know, and I care for him. So the same thing, the way I'm talking to y'all is the same thing I would tell him to his face. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And also, go check out the music video. It's on Dead End Hip Hop, the main YouTube channel. Go over there, go out and get it, which is the first single off of this project. It's over there, man. Go check out the music video. I thought it was really dope. You know what I'm saying? So we posted it. This shit was really turned up. Like, this was like a turned up type of project. Bumping the whip material. You know what I'm saying? It's something that, like, you driving home. Ken, the last couple of weeks, man, I've been coming home, been falling damn near asleep behind the wheel, right? Mm-hmm. So I have, like, a routine whenever that happens. Put down the window, let the air hit me, turn on the AC, make it cold, and then I turn up some music. Mm-hmm. This is one of those projects I would turn up.
Yeah, I was, it definitely, you know, bumps in the whip, and... You know, that was one of the things that I noticed. Like, even with the first track came on, I'm like, okay. All right, it's a good tone setter with Young and the Restless and the way that was knocking. Family Business as well. You know, Back Bend had a lot of thump to it. So I was actually pleasantly surprised by the consistency and quality of the beats. You know, because I definitely think, of course, obviously that's his wheelhouse. And I think the rapping was good enough to support the beats. And I think that, you know, as he continued to get out there and do more and more, man, like, you know, people will come calling. And I think this is definitely a good quality listen, you know, from him. The only one I didn't really care all that much for was the last track.
Way Up.
Way Up, No More.
I ain't like this one.
I don't know, man. It didn't quite. it fit, but it didn't quite fit. It felt like a closing track. I don't think I was too much of a fan of the hook, but that's that's minor, man. Like, yeah, I thought back
we're
bend,
being critical.
Yeah, I thought back bend was dope. I definitely fucks with Young and the Reckless. What's another one? TikTok.
And you know, he's blowing up on TikTok. Like, really? He's really huge on TikTok. I don't know if it's a million, but he's up there, Ken. Like, he's like hundreds of thousands of followers over there.
Yeah, I heard him say a million on TikTok.
Mm-hmm. So. He might be on a million. He might be. You know, we're not on TikTok, Ken. We kind of old.
Yeah. No, we're going to be on TikTok, though. We have a TikTok account.
No, what I mean, like, personally. I don't know if I'm going to be personally on TikTok. If Dead and Hip Hop is on TikTok, I'm cool with that. It's a business move. Me personally, I don't know.
I have an account, and I've posted on it.
But, like, do you browse TikTok?
No.
Like, you browse Twitter, you browse IG?
Twitter is where I'm always at, you know. But with me trading and stuff like that, there is a trading community on TikTok. But I'm mostly on Twitter. Actually, honestly, I spend more time on Discord now than I do anywhere else. So Discord and Telegram and Dat Chat. So, but yeah, Twitter is home, man.
That's what's up.
But yeah, nah, this was definitely quality, bro.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. It really is. Ken, it's not that long. 8 songs, 29 minutes. I'm going to forego favorites only because I'm going to say I support the young homie. All of these shits bang. You know what I'm saying? Go download this shit. Go support it. Go watch the music video on Dead and Hip Hop and then go subscribe to his channel. So that's mine.
Young and the Reckless. If anything, you guys should listen to that. That one is definitely a freaking banger. And I like Family Business as well. I wasn't that much of a fan of the hook.
Mm-hmm.
I thought her voice was fine. I don't know. I think the hook didn't quite do it for me, but that's just me. But overall, I think the song was dope. Back Bend as well, and Go Out and Get It on my top joints.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Y'all already know, man. Thank you for the support. Dead in Hip Hop, DE365. Ken, we still growing. And it's the fourth quarter, so we putting up shots. You know what I'm saying? There's still a lot of shots to still be put up.
We're over 45.
Huh?
40. I don't know if that's where we're going to finish for the month, but, yeah, I think we crossed over 1,000 a day.
That's what's up.
But I'll know in a few days.
That's what's up. Well, look, we appreciate you guys. It's the fourth quarter. We're throwing up shots. It's a lot of shots. We see you tomorrow with another one. We out. Peace.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.